It was childishly tempting to pluck the Medi-Cup from Organa's fingers using the Force, but that would be beneath him. So he took the wretched painkillers like any non-Jedi and swallowed them dry. "There, see?" Organa said, ridiculously pleased. "That wasn't so hard, was it?" He dropped back into the pilot's seat. "You really should go lie down. I've seen white sheets with more color than you." "I feel bound to point out that you are looking equally beleaguered, Senator. When was the last time you enjoyed adequate rest?" "I'm fine," said Organa. "I took a stim."
"A stim?
Wonderful.
And when your metabolism crashes after its effects wear off, then what?"
Organa shrugged. "Then you can sit in the pilot's seat and I'll put my head down. Assuming, of course, you know how to fly this thing." Obi-Wan stood. "Now you're just being deliberately provocative. Very well, I shall retire."
"Good idea," said Organa. "Wish I'd thought of it. I calculate it's a little over 3 hours flying time to reach the first coordinates. I'll wake you when we drop out of light speed."
"That won't be necessary, Senator," Obi-Wan replied over his shoulder. "I'll know when we shift back to normal space." Organa muttered something uncomplimentary under his breath. He sounded irritated. Declining to acknowledge either the comment or the tone, Obi-Wan retreated to the compact, some might have said claustrophobically small, passenger compartment at the rear of the ship. 4 economical sleep bunks were built into the gently curving walls, each one concealed behind a self-sealing curtain. He selected the nearest cubicle, unstrapped his boots, and placed them neatly to one side. Then he unclipped his lightsaber and tossed it beside the single pillow, unbuckled his belt and put it with his boots, and rolled onto the mattress, which obligingly gave to his weight and immediately began warming to provide optimum comfort. One swift tug pulled the curtain closed. A single flick of his fingers activated its malleable nanopolymers. He closed his eyes, breathed out, and was immediately asleep. Drifting in the Force, he sees a great space battle. 3 Jedi cruisers, valiant and overmatched, hold their own against the might of a merciless enemy. Hold the line to protect an innocent planet, its innocent citizens from slavery and worse. To protect an ancient republic from falling into chaos. The distant sun turns an asteroid belt to fire, splinters of a dead moon reflecting the light. A swarm of starfighters, angry metal hornets, burst from their safe nest into the rocky night. The enemy flogs them with fire, lashes them with laser whips. Brief life, bright death. It looks hopeless, a rout, a pointless, wasteful slaughter. Mired in horror, he says no, and no. He cannot help them. He is only a witness. And then, lumbering out of hiding, come the ponderous AT-TEs, belching plasma. Thundering death. Like prehistoric predators, they come, delivering harsh justice. The merciless foe founders choking on defeat. A stricken enemy starship burns. It burns. One small ship escapes it. One hornet pursues. Closer, closer, coming closer. And then a plume of flame, a wave of disbelieving fear. The enemy, triumphant, smears against the stars, escapes to kill another day. And the Hornet dies in a shower of exploding shards.